And from the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Krimery. Alaskans who depend on the state's public assistance program for food say they've been waiting for their benefits for months. And as Claire Strimple reports for KTOO, the state isn't offering an explanation.
Nikita Chase is a single mom with two kids at home. She says she hasn't gotten her food stamps since October.
You're supposed to get it on the 1st, but you're not getting anything. And there's no communication.
She's one of an unknown number of Alaskans waiting on food assistance from the state. They're trying to figure out why a system meant to support them isn't working.
So everybody's just sitting waiting up in the air. And when you call, you get no answers.
Food stamps are also known as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. The state made it easier to get them during the pandemic. More than 80,000 Alaskans used the program last year. But this fall, they were asked to refile their paperwork. Chase says she did that in October and hasn't gotten a response. The first time she reached out to the Division of Public Assistance for help, she said she was the 111th caller. She never got a call back. The second time, she waited on hold.
4.5 hours on hold just to talk to somebody who then informed me that there were 18,000 plus cases that needed to be worked.
Chase says she can't pay her electric bill this month because she chose to spend the money on food for her family.
But this is happening to a lot of people, and they're not getting these SNAP benefits, so they're going to have make a choice between paying their bills or feeding their families.
She says this comes right before a cold snap in the region and the holidays.
We won't be having a big Christmas dinner, and things are a lot tighter. I'm making things stretch more than I had to before. Because I'm concerned about when I will get food stamps or food benefits. I don't know when that's going to happen.
Chase lives in Tenakee Springs, a remote town in southeast Alaska, where she, like a lot of rural Alaskans, is more likely to pay higher food prices and less likely to have access to food pantries and other resources like urban centers do.
Yeah, like they should tell the glory hall because, you know, what if we need to, like, you know, start figuring out how to make lots more meals?
Luke Froman runs Juneau's homeless center, the Glory Hall. He said he hasn't heard anything from the state either.
I have heard from a number of people that their SNAP benefits have not gone through and they've applied like, you know, 5, 8, 12 weeks ago.
He said clients have heard they could wait 3 or 4 months for the state to send their food stamps.
Yeah, like I wish they would. They need to come out with a statement because there's like, there is definitely a buzz. People have figured out that it's not operating as like, you know, it's supposed to be.
Ernie Hard helps people navigate social services for Bartlett Regional Hospital in Juneau, and he's hearing from clients who aren't getting their food stamps either. He and his colleagues have tried to call public assistance, but they had to wait like Nikita Chase did.
I've seen it with my coworker. He'll get put on hold and let you know that your number, you know, 236, you know, or you've got 3-hour wait line.
Hart said he works with employees at the Division of Public Assistance a lot, and he's sympathetic because he thinks the department is understaffed.
People there are, you know, super nice and helpful, but, they're swamped, which is tough for everybody. It's tough for them, and it's tough for the people that need the service.
The state's Division of Public Assistance has not responded to KTOO's request for comment over the course of the last week. When KTOO visited the division's offices, Director Shonda O'Brien declined an interview. She said the department was still working to decide what information to share with the public. The department has not said how many people are waiting for their food stamps, how much longer the estimated wait time is, or what is causing the delay. It has not said whether SNAP recipients will receive the money for the months they had to wait. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Claire Strimple.
And earlier this month, a bar patron in Juneau got charged with assault after throwing a pint glass at a bartender. Some local bartenders think the incident is part of a broader trend in harassment of service workers that may have started early in the pandemic. David Elrod is a software engineer, but several nights a week, he's at the Crystal Saloon in Juneau, where he enjoys fixing the vintage pinball machines in the upstairs game room.
I got it mostly working, though. Mostly.
He's been tending bar for 16 years, but he says an incident earlier this month was the first time anyone threw a glass at his head. A group of 4 men he hadn't seen before came up one night to rent a pool table. But instead of playing at an open table, they started playing at one that was already in use. When Elrod asked them to use the one that wasn't already occupied, they got angry. Elrod told them to leave and turned around to grab their IDs.
Right then, I just felt the glass just whiz past my head.
The incident was caught on the bar's security camera. What happened to Elrod seems to be part of a broader trend in harassment towards service workers that may have started early in the pandemic.
I can tell you that there's been an uptick in bad behavior almost anywhere I go.
Elrod grew up in Juneau, but has lived out of town since high school. He moved back to Juneau from San Francisco last year. He worked in bars there, too.
I didn't sign up to get glasses thrown at my head, but I know I signed up to deal with people who aren't always in their best state of mind. I don't know how much consolation that's supposed to give me.
While harassment may be increasing for all bartenders, Elrod said the women who work behind Juneau's bars see it more often. Morgan Gaither has been bartending for more than a decade, a lot of that time in Juneau.
So one thing I don't enjoy is when my female bartenders, who are smaller or sweeter or quieter than I am, have feedback for me, like, oh, this guy said this to me, or someone did this to me. Like, pick on someone your own size.
She has a no-nonsense demeanor and says she feels like that's why no one messes with her, but she doesn't like to see it happen to her friends and staff. She says people don't seem to be as afraid of consequences as they were a few years ago.
But sometimes lately it seems like people are very out of line and then they're not sorry for it later or sober.
And when people are violent, she kicks them out. Depending on how bad the behavior is, it could just be for the night or forever. But she doesn't like being the enforcer.
And it is like a balance in a small town. You don't want people to feel excluded or shamed if they're just having a hard time or, you know, a mental illness or something. But at the same time, like, everybody else has to be safe, so.
Gaither says she is often worried about retaliation. Juneau police advised her to report any verbal abuse she receives in the bar or on the streets. The police responded to the attack on David Elrod at Crystal Saloon. The guy who threw the glass has been charged with assault and property damage. A court order says he's not allowed to go to the Crystal Saloon, be near Elrod, or even drink alcohol or go anywhere that sells alcohol. Craig Campbell with the Juneau Police said they don't have long-term data ready to analyze from the past couple of years to say if there's any trend in violence like this. But the service workers in Juneau don't need a report to feel like things have changed. Elrod said he's been more nervous about going to work since he was attacked. And Morgan Gaither said her staff recently organized a private Facebook group for the bartenders in Juneau to post about problematic patrons. She hopes this will help everyone who works in the industry stay safe. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Cremery. And the U.S. Coast Guard is expanding its fleet of icebreakers and could be homeporting one of the vessels in Alaska. Icebreakers are built with thicker hulls and used to navigate the world's icy northernmost waters. The U.S. Senate voted Thursday evening to authorize the National Defense Authorization Act for the upcoming fiscal year. On a call with reporters Wednesday, Senator Dan Sullivan said the legislation appropriates $150 million towards buying and converting an existing icebreaker. The vessel would most likely be homeported in Juneau, according to Sullivan. Sullivan says he hopes it's the first of many to someday be based in Alaska.
It should be a series of ports in our state that can home port an icebreaker. But right now, this has a huge, I think, news for our state.
The U.S. currently has two operational Arctic icebreakers, both based in Seattle. Sullivan says adding an icebreaker to Alaska's existing Coast Guard fleet would bring nearly 200 service members and hundreds of millions of dollars in infrastructure spending to the state. Language in the legislation would also cut down the timeline for purchasing an existing icebreaker from more than 6 years down to one, according to Sullivan. Russia currently has the world's largest icebreaker fleet, which includes dozens more vessels than the U.S. Sullivan says adding to the fleet in Alaska is a top priority.
Everybody in our state intuitively knows we need more icebreakers to promote our security, economic, environmental interests. And if you have icebreakers in America, they should be homeported in the Arctic.
Both Senator Sullivan and Senator Murkowski voted in favor of the bill Thursday evening. The final version outlines more than $850 billion in defense spending, and it now heads to President Biden's desk. And as for the weather, it's currently 8 degrees and clear. And this low temperature clear pattern will exist until Wednesday night when it might snow. So we're talking about highs in the teens and lows around 10 degrees. You're listening to KTOO.